In this bulletin, Australia's two most populous states, New South Wales and Victoria, continue to report high daily COVID-19 tallies. At least 15 people have died after a gas explosion in Pakistan. And in sports, U.S. women's national team striker Lynn Williams helps Melbourne Victory continue their winning streak. With the latest SBS News, I'm Asam Mogadu. Australia has recorded more than 4,000 COVID-19 cases in a single day for the first time. The tally comes just 2 days after the 3,000 case mark was surpassed. There are now almost 247,000 active cases across the country in total, although only 110 virus patients are receiving intensive hospital care. Australia's two most populous states, New South Wales and Victoria, continue to report high daily COVID-19 tallies. Deakin University epidemiologist Professor Catherine Bennett says as families organize Christmas gatherings, it's important to take precautions.
So in any setting, good ventilation really matters. If you can be outdoors, then that's going to be one of your biggest protections. Asking people to even use rapid antigen tests on the day reduces the risk that someone might come with their very infectious on the day. But most importantly, if people are due for their boosters, get that now, because that then gives you a different level of coverage.
The Tasmanian Premier, Peter Gutwin, has urged patients as police and WorkSafe Tasmania conduct investigations into the circumstances that led to a jumping castle tragedy that claimed the lives of 5 children. Visiting Devonport, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced an extra $800,000 will be provided to fund trauma counseling for the community. State Education Minister Sarah Courtney says she will be doing everything she can to get the answers parents are seeking.
I can assure families that I will do everything in my power to make sure that we understand the circumstances here. Obviously, I'm not going to preempt the coronial matters that have to take place, but obviously we want our young people to be safe, and this is just an absolute tragic circumstance that has happened.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet is preparing to announce a new cabinet, but it won't include two long-standing members of the government. Special Minister of State Don Harwin and Local Government Minister Shelley Hancock have both told Mr. Perrottet they do not want to be considered for a role in the reshuffle and will not contest the next election. Mr. Perrottet said they have both been strong advocates for citizens of the state and wished them well. Britain has broken the daily record for new coronavirus cases for the third consecutive day. The latest data came as a study by Imperial College in London showed that the risk of reinfection from Omicron is more than 5 times higher than Delta and shows no sign of being milder than the previous coronavirus variant. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is treating the variant as a very serious threat, warning another serious wave of infections is coming through. Mayor of London Sadiq Khan has called on government financial compensation to help businesses losing revenue due to the spread.
The impact of the last couple of weeks has been devastating. Theatres, bars, restaurants, live music, they've seen bookings cancelled. They've plummeted in relation to bookings being cancelled. The footfall to the West End is down hugely, so retail will suffer. And that's why we're calling on the government. It's crucial. The government's going to provide a financial package of measures. If the government doesn't, you're going to see many, many businesses going bust and tens of thousands of people losing their jobs.
More than 89% of people aged 12 and over in Britain have had their first dose of the vaccine, and more than 81% are fully vaccinated. At least 15 people have been killed and 16 others injured in an explosion at a bank branch in Karachi's industrial area, police say. A senior police officer says the blast on Saturday at a branch of Habib Bank Limited, Pakistan's largest lender, could have been caused by a gas leak. Muhammad Samir was in the vicinity when the explosion occurred.
I was buying fuel at a nearby station when I suddenly heard a loud explosion. My friend also received an injury in his back. He was sent to hospital. I and some other people rescued around 15 people.
Melbourne Victory claimed their third win in 3 games to stay top of the A-League women's competition. American international Lynn Williams helped Victory claim a 3-2 win over Brisbane Roar, scoring 1 goal and setting up 2 more. Williams is on a short-term loan deal with Victory until January. And now today's weather. Perth, a sunny 26. Adelaide, possible shower, 22. Melbourne, showers, possible storm, becoming windy, 25. Hobart, showers increasing, 24. Canberra, a few showers, possible storm, 28. Wollongong, possible shower or storm, 31. The same for Sydney, 34. Newcastle, possible late storm, 35. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 30. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 35.